Carissa. We are here tonight at Adair Casey High School as we get set here for postseason basketball play. It's a 1A regional semifinal here tonight between the Adair Casey Bombers and the Earlham Cardinals, here as these two teams square off for a chance to go to the regional finals that will be played this upcoming Monday night. The winner of this one moves on to play Monday night, and they'll be playing over in Truro, which is in the south-central portion of the state, I-35, the name of the school there in Truro. And they'll be playing the winner tonight of the game going on in Albia between Twin Cedars and Moravia here this evening. So the winner here tonight will face one of those teams, and then that'll be the chance to get to move on to the state tournament coming up for one of these teams up here this evening. And we should have a fun basketball game here for you tonight in this one between the Bombers and the Cardinals. And these two teams, of course, had to win to get their way here to this point as well. In the last game we had for Adair Casey, they took on Guthrie Center earlier here this week, and they took on the Tigers, and it was a rough and tough. Really, it started rough in the first quarter, but things did kind of clean up as the game moved along, and the Bombers were able to extend out a lead 26-13 by halftime. They ended up winning it 60-23. They were led in that one by London Vice with 8 Ruth and 14 as well from Katie Clark in that ball game. As turnovers were a problem, but they were able to get the job done and knocked off Guthrie Center here tonight. For the Earlham Cardinals, they have won a couple of games to get to this point. They beat Iowa Christian Academy in the opening round 49-24, and then they moved on and beat Martinsdale St. Mary's at Martinsdale this past Tuesday night. 55-46 was the final there in that one, as they were led in the game by their leading scorer, Morgan Johnson, with 20 points. Sabree Arnberg had 12 points in the contest. They're a team that will take a lot more outside shots than Adair Casey, but on Tuesday they were just 2 of 13 from outside the arc. So not one of their best performances from outside, but that's something that Coach Corey Bartz, was talking to him before the ball game, said that they will rely on a little bit more than the Bombers. They don't take a lot of outside shots for Adair Casey, but Earlham will do that. They'll like to kick it out and get some of those shots there on the outside. Both teams about ready to be introduced here to the crowd. We'll take one quick break for you and come back and get you started with basketball here tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Newman Body Shop in Lyman, your complete body shop offering professional work at competitive rates as well as glass repair. Newman Body Shop, 12 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. Give them a call at 778-4428. Newman Body Shop. We meet by accident. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Crestwood Hills in Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills in Anita at 712-762-3803.
And welcome back here to Adair Casey High School as we continue on with the coverage here of this 1A regional semifinal here tonight between the Adair Casey Bombers and the Earlham Cardinals. And here's your starting lineups for the Cardinals. They come in with a 14-9 record overall. Kristen Sheffield, their head coach. And we'll get to those starting lineups here in just a moment. First off, though, we're going to listen in here tonight for a performance of your national anthem here this evening.
For the ramparts we watch.
national anthem in the books here for you this evening. Some students performing that for us before we get started tonight. Sheffield 5, Chris, the 5'4 sophomore. Number 11, Morgan Johnson, the 5'8 junior. Number 13, Bree Arnberg, the 5'6 senior. Number 15, Hannah Murphy, the 5'3 senior. And number 23, Abby Murphy, the 5'9 junior. For the Adair Casey Bombers, head coach Corey Bartz, they're 21-1 to Tri-Center, game we had for you on KJN. Their starting five is number 10, Zoe Dinkler, the 5'7 freshman. Number 20, Katie Clark, the 5'8 senior. Number 42, Danny McCorkle, a 5'6 junior. Number 44, Quinn Root, the 5'10 senior. And number 52, London Weiss, the 5'10 junior. They're starting five tonight here for the Bombers. And we're ready to get things going. They're going to start it up a little bit early here. The tap up in the air. And Quinn Root taps it into the backcourt. The Bombers have it. London Weiss, the jumper baseline, rattles out. Rebound on the floor, and it's going to be taken away here by the Earlham Cardinals as they will get things going. They're working from left to right here as we start the ball game here tonight, right at midcourt here at Adair Casey High School. Earlham wearing their road red uniforms with the white lettering and white and blue trim, and now a turnover. Lost the handle on it there. Bree Arnberg turned it over and gets it back into the hands here of Adair Casey. They run the other way. A nice pass to Quinn Root down the right side of the lane. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound pulled down by Abby Murphy. Abby Murphy will run it up the floor, throw it right side. Now down low, they get a nice pass underneath, and a foul call against Quinn Roof here. It's a quick turnaround put-up attempt by Morgan Johnson, and she'll go to line here to shoot, too, as Quinn Roof picks up the early quick foul. Morgan Johnson now will be at the free-throw line here for two shots. She's the leading scorer here for the Cardinals on the season. First one rattles out, no good. For the Cardinals, they're kind of a similar makeup to Adair Casey. Not a ton of size, and they're a little bit smaller, actually. They'll rely a little bit more on that outside and knocks to two, and we've got a 1-0 ball game. Earlham going to put on some full-court pressure here against the Bombers. McCorkle will try to dribble out of it, and does. She'll dump it up ahead here to Clark. Clark will dump it back to McCorkle. McCorkle over to Clark. The Bombers, of course, led by London Weiss. She's averaging 17 points per contest this season for the Bombers. And now she'll lob it inside to Ruth. Ruth was rebound. Johnson. Johnson will run it up the floor, down left side. And a quick jumper up on the way. Dances around, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ruth. That missed by Abby Murphy. Clark now will run with it into the front court for Adair Casey. She'll hang on to it out top. Pass over left side. Dinklin. Now it's tied up on the floor. Stolen away for a moment by Weber, but she threw it right back into the hands of Kitty Clark. Now it goes back to Dinkla. They pressure her as she picks up the dribble. Off to Ruth now. Ruth going to fire up the three ball. They left her open. She misses it well short, and the rebound into the hands of Hannah Murphy. Hannah Murphy, the pass now off to Bree Arnberg. Arnberg into the hands of Kristen Weber. Weber, the pass right side. Now the skip pass all the way across. It's Arnberg. Couple of dribbles, and now the bounce pass back outside. Weber inside Johnson. Jumper at the free throw line, no good. Rebound. Putback is no good. Partially blocked there. Murphy blocked by Clark. Now the outlet up ahead in the hands of Dinklet. She lost the handle on it, and now it goes out of bounds, and it'll turn back over. It was a golden opportunity for the Bombers to capitalize in transition, but they were not able to do so. And now they turn it back over here to Earlham. And now a tie up here on the near side as they try to inbound, and it's going to go out of bounds back to Adair Casey as Bree Arnberg got tied up there in the corner against McCorkle. So a lot of turnovers here early on, similar to the way we saw that Guthrie Center game start. Pass down into the hands of Katie Clark. She'll drive, and now a foul call here. We're going to have a reach-in called against Earlham. The Cardinals are going to pick it up, and it'll be against Bree Arnberg, her first team foul against the Cardinals, and the inbound will come now here from this near side. Near midcourt, Clark will inbound. 5:48 left to go, first quarter. Just underway here. It's 1-0. Earlham the lead. Weiss pressured quickly, and she dumped it back to Clark after the inbound. Now to McCorkle on the outside. McCorkle dribbling right side, crosses over, gets by the defense, stops and pops one from the middle of the lane. No good. Rebound pulled down by Johnson in traffic. And now we're going to have a traveling violation whistle. She was in traffic, tried to just dribble out of it, and probably a bad idea to force her way through, and she turns it back over. Both teams having trouble hanging on to the basketball early. Inbound will come from McCorkle. She'll lob it in here to Clark. Now down low to Ruth. Ruth moving, trying to fight for a shot. She gets it to go in. A foul call. Nice move. Staying with it there by Quinn Ruth. And the foul going to be whistled here against Morgan Johnson. She'll pick up number one. And that'll be the second team foul here against the Cardinals. at the free throw line now. Quinn Ruth here for the chance at a three-point play, and she converts. So it's now 3-1, early lead here for the Bombers. And now a traveling violation. Pressure on the inbound, and Arnberg turned it back over. It'll go right back here to Adair Casey. I've got Earlham marked down for 6 turnovers already here. It's been quick plays here so far for these two teams. Into the hands of Ruth on the outside. They leave her open again, and now the pass to Weiss. Now we're going to have a 3-second violation. Dinkler was sneaking in on the far side and stayed there a little too long. And it's going to turn right back over now here to Earlham. Inbound, they'll get it into the hands of Johnson. Johnson will dribble across the timeline. Fired across on the pass over to Murphy. Hannah Murphy down low. They'll fight in traffic. It's stolen away. Abby Murphy lost it. Stolen by Weiss. Up the floor, they'll run. And Katie Clark in traffic. Force one up, no good. Rebound comes out long. Johnson takes away the rebound. And now trouble in the backcourt again. Weber has to force it up ahead. Johnson in traffic, loses it. It's on the floor, being fought for. Hold now finally off the ground there. Getting it to Johnson, and she's wide open after the scramble to go right to the rack and get a bucket. So we tie it up at 3 apiece. 4:41 left to go here in this first quarter. Now nice job hooking the ball up the floor to London Weiss down underneath, and the pass there from Quinn Ruth, and we get the bucket. And it's now 5-3, Bombers. Up the floor, ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Pressure defense by Adair Casey, but it'll stay with Earlham underneath. Into the ball game now here. Adair Casey is going to the contest, the 5'6 freshman. Lob inside to Johnson, she'll curl around. Shot blocked by Ruth, saved on the baseline there by Dinkla. Dinkla back to Ruth, and now Dinkla will bring it up the floor. Bombers are without Liz Mulder here tonight. The 5'4 senior was hurt in that last game against Guthrie Center, and she's not feeling well enough yet to suit back up. And now we have another 3-second violation whistled here against the Bombers on the other end as Ferguson got stuck down there this time. So that'll turn it back over now here to Earlham. In the middle, Johnson. Tough pass back behind Hannah Murphy. She's able to get it, though. Now a pass off to Arnberg. Arnberg stops. Fires one up there from 16, and she knocks it down. Everybody kind of swarm around her, and she had a little bit of space and decided to take the shot. 5-5. Tie ball game. McCorkle up ahead to Weiss. Weiss ahead to Ferguson. Bombers doing a good job breaking pressure right now. Into Weiss now. Down low, in traffic. Shot up, no good. Reeves a little bit too strong. And now it's going to be tied up as over the top, Weiss got in there and got some hands on Abby Murphy. And that'll be a jump ball in the possession area. We'll stay with the Cardinals. Katie Clark back up off the bench as Ferguson going to check back out now here for Adair Casey. Up the floor now, an inbound pass here for Earlham, and they throw it away. Bad pass there by Kristen Weber. She was trying to pass it right back to the inbounder, and that was Addie Herman who had just checked in a moment ago, but it was well over her head, and it turns back over now here to the Bombers. Ferguson right back into the ballgame. This time she'll replace Zoe Dinkla to give her a breather. Inbound pass goes to Ferguson. She pump fakes, drives, kicks out Clark. Clark on the outside. Clark picks up her dribble now, fires it across to Ruth. Ruth up top to Weiss. London Weiss, the pass to Katie Clark. Open for the three. She'll take it. Off the mark, no good. Rebound. It comes out long. Ferguson tracked it down. Ferguson back to Weiss. Weiss will dribble in the lane. It's poked away from her, and it will stay with the Bombers underneath. Inbound from underneath here from Danny McCorkle into the hands of Ruth. Quinn Ruth, the quick jumper, no good. Right there, McCorkle putting the rebound this time to the Cardinals as Herman came away with it. Now it's back into the hands of Hannah Murphy. Now it's bad pass there again by Weber, stolen away. Katie Clark comes up with it the other way. The layup good. Clark takes advantage, and it's 7-5. Now up the floor. Here come the Cardinals. Down low, they'll get it to Johnson. Turnaround jumper, good. Quick shot that time by Morgan Johnson from about 12. She got it to roll home. 2:40 left to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 7. Down to Weiss. She'll go baseline. Force one up. It's partially blocked. Now tapped out, but into the hands of the Bombers. McCorkle back to Clark. Clark hangs on. Kicks it out to Ruth. Quinn Ruth on the outside, back to Weiss. She's at the top of the key. She'll take a three-pointer. It's good. You don't see that very often, but London Weiss decided to take a chance and splash one home. And now we have a violation on the inbound as crossing the in line before inbounding it there. The Earlham's going to turn it right back over. And I think we're going to have a timeout call here in a moment here as well by the Cardinals. We'll see if it's a 30-second or a full timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. Earlham is going to take it. I think it's after the turnover. We'll make sure after we come back after the break. I don't know if they're going to say that timeout was called before the turnover, but we'll see. 10-7 is your score here. 2:17 left to go here in the first quarter of play, and it's Sedaire Casey with the lead here at home. Yeah, this is a tight ball game here so far, up and down the floor. These teams are really running, and so far it's looked better than it did on Tuesday night for Sedaire Casey against Guthrie Center. They've been a little bit more composed, they should say, I guess, with their breaking the pressure. They've been doing a good job of finding the right people to get the ball up the floor. And now they're going to put on some pressure of their own. And they are going to say it's Earlham basketball. So they did give them the timeout before the turnover. So now they'll push it up the floor, up the way to Anna Murphy. And they do it a good job breaking the press on the floor. Abby Murphy got the pass across to the left side. And she put one off the glass and in. 10-9, now in a turnover. Derek Casey threw it away. It's stolen. And then they throw it right back away into the hands of McCorkle. Back and forth we go with the turnover battle. McCorkle now. Right side, back up top to Weiss. Now it goes over to Ruth. Ruth, outside, hangs on, gives it off now to Clark. Katie Clark with the basketball, dribbling left side, dumps it back now here to McCorkle. She'll drive to the right side. Stop and pop one up. Dances around off the rim, no good. Rebounded to Johnson underneath. And now she'll try to fire it out of there. And it's going to be taken into the hands of Murphy. She's trapped, picks up her dribble into the backcourt. They need to get it across quickly. Kristen Weber does on the dribble. Bounce pass, now back outside Weber. She'll try the three, off the mark. Rebound, fought for, and we're going to have an over-the-back call down underneath. That's going to be whistled against Addie Herman. She'll pick up her first, and that's team foul number three here against the Earlham Cardinals. Twin Ruth had great position that time, and the Bombers will get the ball here. Zoe Dinkla back in. McCorkle's going to get a breather now. And inbound now here, Clark. They get it in the middle. Weiss, nice job booking up the floor to Ruth. Across, Ferguson on the run. Layup no good. Rebound tapped around in the air, and it comes into the hands down underneath of Herman. We're going to have a jump ball call, and this time the Bombers have the arrow. Stuff sledding underneath there for those rebounds. Everybody about the same size, so hands are just up there tapping the ball around until somebody can get a grasp of it. And that time, it was tied up. Inbound pass, Weiss. She'll fire one up real quick. No good. Rebound fought for, and it's going to be pulled away here by Earlham. Nice outlet pass to Arnberg in transition on the run. She stops, though. Fires it back across. Into the hands now here, and a traveling violation. A big hop step there by Addie Herman before she got started. And she'll turn it back over now to the Bombers. Up off the bench now, Shelby Williams going to see inbound pass now here. Also into the ball game, Reagan Morris comes in here for Earlham, and now the Bombers have it knocked out of bounds. They'll keep it though, right at midcourt. Dinkla is going to inbound. Dinkla inbounds here to Clark. Clark out top with it. Working against defensive pressure. Dumps it in the corner now to Dinkla. Dinkla fires it there. It's 43 seconds to go. Tie up in the corner. Clark now throws it away. It's into the hands and stolen here by Abby Murphy. Up the floor they run. Now a pass out. Shot on the way and no good. That was missed there that time by Morris. And the rebound here to the Bombers. They have a one-point lead. And now a Wolf came from the backside. Almost stole it away from Ruth. They're able to save it. Shelby Williams, a 50-foot jumper, is good. Knocks it down from the elbow. 19 seconds to go. Quickly up the floor. Earlham in transition. Layup on the run is good there that time by Abby Murphy as nobody got back. 10 seconds to go. A one-point lead. Now it's tip stolen. Into the hands here of Herman. She'll drive. Missed the layup on the bottom side of the backboard. Into the hands of Williams. And now a reach-in foul going to be called here. And that's going to be whistled against Addie Herman. And it is going to be the case. Addie Herman picks up number two. It's number four against the Cardinals, and just 3.2 ticks left on the clock here this first quarter. Bombers will have a chance to get it in, a couple dribbles, and try to look for a shot. Clark gets the inbound, fires it up the floor. Ruth, turnaround three at the buzzer, no good, and that's going to do it. here for our first quarter of play. And Eric Casey leads it by one, 12-11. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Walnut Communications, where you'll find Grand Slam time-saving solutions this summer. They want you to have time for the ballpark and all the fun summer activities you enjoy. With high-speed internet, you get that always-on connection, no waiting. Walnut Communications, real technology, real solutions, real people living and working with you every day. Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge in Atlantic, featuring a complete dining menu. Bart and Beth invite you to dine in a relaxed but refined ambience. Visit the Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge on the east edge of Atlantic today. You'll be pleasantly surprised. The Engine Shop, a complete engine shop. Owner Rick Larry has over 30 years' experience and works on all types of engines from ag to industrial, high performance, and restoration. For all your engine needs, visit the Engine Shop at 102 1/2 Pearl Street in Atlantic or give Rick a call at 243-1037.
Welcome back now here to Madera Casey High School, and quickly after the timeout, they try to work the ball down inside. The arrow this time belongs here to the Bombers. So another turnover to Earlham. Corkle travels with it. She lost the handle and turns it right back over.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Locker. Visit them for custom processed beef, pork, and lamb. Atlantic Locker has fresh and frozen meat on hand daily, and their deli counter is full of cheese and special lunch meats. Stop by Atlantic Locker today. Mission Valley YMCA, a great place for family fun. Our mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. We're open 359 days
a year. No good. Rebound pulled down here by Earlham, and now they miss the shot putback attempt. Up the floor now, there, Casey in transition, and they're going to get a bucket on the run there with Danny McCorkle. McCorkle on the run with it that time there. Got the basketball. Now it's going to be a foul here. Whistled down on the other side underneath. Abby Murphy tried to go up for the shot. And it's a foul whistled here this time. And it was on the floor, they say, against Quinn Ruth. That'll be number two on Ruth. Katie Clark is going to check in now here. Replacing Ruth. That time by now going to be called here as Kristen Weber tried to get it back and save the play, and she's going to get whistled for the foul on the floor there. 15th foul of the half now here against Earlham. Inbound will come underneath McCorkle device. She'll fire one up there from 16. Come show run. Dumps it back up top to Weber. Now inside Johnson. Back outside they go. They throw it away right into the hands of Katie Clark. She stepped in there and stole it. Up the floor she goes. Throws it over now here right side. Bounce pass across. Dinkla open. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. And ripped out of there that time by Abby Murphy. Murphy going to throw it up the floor. Quickly in transition on the run and block but a foul. Dinkla got a hand on the basketball but got a lot of body there against Hannah Murphy as well. She came down on that one. And Murphy now will go to the line here to shoot two. As Dinkla gets hit with her first foul. That's the fourth foul now here against Adair Casey. Up and no good on the first free throw try here by Hannah Murphy. Into the ball game now. It's into the Emma Ferguson back in there. Williams going to check out. Second free throw on the way now here for Murphy. It's off the back iron, no good. Rebound tracked out long, almost stolen by Weber, but it goes back out of bounds, and Adair Casey will have it underneath. And now we have a substitution. McCorkle back in there here for the Bombers. And also a substitution here for Earlham as well as they bring Emily Anker into the ballgame. Ferguson will break the pressure this time for Dare Casey. Gets it across to McCorkle. She'll go right side baseline, stop with a jumper, and have an offensive foul whistled against London Weiss trying to fight for position underneath. So London Weiss going to pick up her first. That'll be team foul number 5 now here against Adair Casey. Inbound comes here to Kristen Weber. Weber now up the floor. They'll fire it across into the hands here of Arnberg. Now a long shot on the way by Weber. No good. Rebound Arnberg. Back outside Weber. Down low Johnson. She's got a position on the block. Missed it though. Rebound fought for. Johnson gets it back. Tries to go back up. Missed it. And once again try to go back up, and it's knocked out of bounds. She's just in a land of players that are a little bit taller than her and able to get a piece of the basketball. And now a 30-second timeout taken by head coach Corey Bartz here for Adair Casey as they want to talk things over. 14-12, your score here. The lead right now for Adair Casey at 2 with 5:54 left to go here in this first half of play. Plenty of basketball going on around the area tonight as well. There are some other 1A semifinals and 2A semifinals in the different regionals here tonight as well. And we'll get you some of those updates here throughout the night as well as we get to our halftime break. In the bound pass, we'll go to Johnson here after the timeout. Up the floor. Now they lob it down low into the Johnson. Johnson turns, fires one up, and floats it home. It went right through. I think she was trying to bank it, but ended up just going right through the nets. Up the floor now here. Pass right side. Lob down low into the hands now here of Weiss. Now it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It's going to stay with Adair Casey underneath. Inbound pass will come now here to Clark. The tie, no good. Rebound pulled down, though, by Dinkla. She'll go back up with a shot. In and out, no good. McCorkle the rebound, though, to save possession here for the Bombers. They get another chance at it. Third try. Now we're going to have a foul with against the Cardinals. So the next one will put inbound. They fired it across into the hands there of Ferguson. She walked with it. Shuffled the feet there. She caught the pass. A little bit too anxious that time. Quick update for you. After one quarter of play, it's Trainer leading Audubon tonight 15-12 there in regional semifinal play. Inbound pass. In the half. Up the floor now here. A bounce pass back out high into the hands of Weber. Weber will lob it in. Traveling violation. Emily Anker. And the Cardinals turn it back over. Ball will be inbounded underneath here. 5:04 left to go here in the first half. Inbound comes to Clark. Clark, crossover. And go right side. Stop and pop one there from 14. No good. Rebound fought for on the floor. It's pulled out of there by Earlham. Now they're going to run again. Abby Murphy on the run. She got it poked away from behind. It's stolen by Weiss. Now they try to track it back down. Ferguson, though, gets it in the hands of Dinkla. They'll run up the floor. Clark, Weiss in transition. Layup good. Good look by Clark. London Weiss now with 7 points, and it's 16-14, and now we have another turnover. Earlham throws it away. Goes back out of bounds, and Adair Casey will have the basketball. Substitution here for Earlham as well as they bring Morgan Johnson back in there. Look around, Weiss, now in traffic, turns around, gets a foul call. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. A couple of players in the vicinity. I'm not sure they're going to whistle that one on. And it's going to be, I don't know if they'll call it on the, they're going to call the foul on the floor against Morgan Johnson, but it will result in the 1-1. So Weiss will need to make the first to get another one. Up and good, so she does get the second try. Weiss, one more free throw coming. Up and good. London Weiss there hits both free throws, and it's now a four-point lead for the Bombers, and now a reach-in foul going to be called here against Zoe Dinkla. She tried to step in the passing lane, got a piece of the arm. On the full-court pressure, now the Bombers will back off. Four-point lead with 4:23 left to go here in the first half, and the pass is going to be thrown away by Earlham. They threw it out of the reach of Hannah Murphy, and it's going to go right back here to Adair Casey. Up off the bench now, Robin Wall, who's going to check in here for the Bombers. The 5'5 senior in there. Inbound pass now will come here. Dinkla checked out, by the way, that one. Substitute. Clark now will handle it up the floor. Clark out top off to McCorkle. McCorkle back to Clark. Clark down underneath Weiss, and she's tied up. Jump ball. Came in from the backside on the defense that time. It was Abby Murphy getting control of it, and that'll turn it over. Earlham will get it back now. Weber will inbound against the pressure. Into the hands now of Arnberg up the floor. Arnberg off to Johnson. She'll go baseline. Put up an awkward shot. It was lost and saved, though, by Earlham on the far side. Weber has it now back out front. Weber into Johnson in the middle. Turns and fires one up. Missed everything. Rebound saved, though, underneath Albron Murphy. Back outside. Arnberg to Weber. Weber back across. Murphy turns back on the defense and box him out. Clark now will run it here right side. Up the floor, down underneath. Tough pass for Weiss, and she throws it away. Turnover is the name of the game here in this one. If these two teams are going to keep playing at this pace, we're going to see a lot more of that. Reagan Morris back up off the bench now here for Earlham. The 5'8 sophomore checks back in. Inbound here in the middle. It was Johnson who checked out. They want to keep her away from any more foul trouble. And missed shot long. Ferguson was right there on the other side to rebound for the Bombers, and now she'll run right side. Pass off to Weiss in transition. Layup good and the foul call. London Weiss will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. The foul going to be whistled against number 35, Reagan Morris. And now Shelby Williams going to check back in here for the Bombers. And she'll be back in here. Weiss will have a chance now here to try to complete the three-point play. And it's off the back iron, no good. Rebound fought for underneath. It's tapped around and finally picked up by Morris. And now Arnberg has it here for Earlham. Tough bounce pass to Weber. She saves it. A crossover now to Murphy and a foul call. Shelby Williams ran right into her, trying to slide over on the defensive pressure. And Williams will pick up her second. And now we'll go to the foul here. So we'll go to the free throw line here for the 1-1. Front end is good there by Abby Murphy. She'll have one more coming. Up off the bench now. We back in there, Addie Herman. Free Arnberg will check out. Now they shot up and good. At that time, knocked down by Abby Murphy. She makes them both. So a 20-16 four-point game. McCorkle will dribble through traffic. Lost the handle, and she traveled with it. Tried to hand it off to Shelby Williams, but didn't do so before she got caught with the ball up in the air and moving her feet. Pass to Murphy. Up ahead, they break pressure quickly this time. Morris now right side. Jumper on the way, no good. Rebound by Ferguson. Now Ferguson will run for the Bombers. Into the middle. Lob up ahead to Weiss in transition. She traveled with it. That's a tough call. Looks like she... And she did catch it and put the 2 feet down right away real quick. So before she got the ball on the floor, they're going to say a turnover back here. Now for Earl. Now a steal. Wahoo stole it. She pulls up. Jumper from 15. No good. Rebound. A jump ball call between Ferguson and underneath here. 20-16. 2:40 left to go here in the first half of play. Ferguson going to check out. Quinn Ruth going to check in. Lob into Ruth. She gets it. She goes up. Shot blocked. Right back to her. Outside back to Walhoop. Walhoop now to Weiss. She'll fire up a three right at the top of the key. That's short. Rebound Walhoop. Her putback up and no good. Rebound on the floor and picked up now here by the Cardinals. As they get it into the hands here of Herman. Herman up ahead to Weber. Weber's right side pass. Tough one to Morris. She's in trouble. Now back outside to Weber. Lob inside now. Back outside. Long shot on the way, no good by Morris, and the rebound fought for underneath here. Herman got it back. Her shot blocked out of bounds by Ruth. And we'll have it Earlham basketball underneath here still. 2:08 left to go here in the first half of play. 1A regional semifinal here tonight at Adair-Casey High School. 2016 Bombers lead. Nice pass underneath Morris. But a quick move by London Vice to get in there and rip it away from her. That was a terrific steal by London Vice. Looked like it was going to be easy bucket for Morris. Now McCorkle outside with it. McCorkle drives left side, stops, pops it over to Ruth. She'll fire one up the baseline. No good. Rebound. Pulled down underneath now here by Abby Murphy. Murphy up the floor now into the hands of Herman. Herman right back to Murphy. She'll go left-hand layup. No good. Rebound Williams. And now she'll try to need some help to get out of traffic. And we have a timeout called here from the Adair-Casey bench. Cody Bartz wants to talk about it. 1:28 left to go first half. 20-16. The Bombers lead. We'll take a break and listen to high school basketball on KJ.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fisher Photography, located at 302 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in Atlantic. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front end alignment, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, located at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night. Regardless of distance, Roland Funeral Home. That's 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919.
Welcome back here after the timeout. Adair Casey with the basketball. They work it up the floor. Baseline shot up quickly by McCorkle. No good. Rattles out. The rebound on the floor and saved here by Earlham. They'll run it out the other way. Down low. Shot up and good in transition by Hannah Murphy. Murphy there with the tough bucket. And now it's a 20-18 ball game. 57 seconds left to go here in the first half. Up ahead, McCorkle on the floor. Vice passes it over now to Ruth. She'll go down baseline. Shot no good. Rebound Williams put back up and no good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line here to shoot a couple. Foul going to be whistled down underneath this time against Hannah Murphy. That'll be number two on Murphy. And that's the ninth team foul as well here against Earlham. So the next one would be the double bonus here with these last 48 seconds left in the half. Williams, the first free throw off the back iron, no good. She'll get one more. Dinkler going to check back in. Ferguson back in. Going to get Clark and Ruth off the floor to make sure they don't pick up another foul. Shot up on the way here by Williams. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound fought for, and Vice is going to get whistled for a foul going up over the top, and that's going to be number two on London Vice. Didn't want that to happen. And now we'll walk to the other end here and shoot free throws as well. That's the eighth team foul here against the Bombers. And now we'll go to the line here for the 1-1. It's going to be Abby Murphy at the line. And Clark going to check back in now here as Vice is going to come out. 47 seconds left to go here in the half. 20-18. Adair Casey with a slim 2-point lead here. Up on the way, and the shot is good. They're the first one made by Abby Murphy, so she'll get one more. She's 4 of 5 at the line so far here tonight. All here in the second quarter. She's got one more coming now. Second free throw up on the way, and that one's good as well, and it ties it up at 20 apiece. 47 seconds left to go here in the first half. Adair Casey up the floor. Williams into the hands there now of Dinkla. Back outside Williams. Shot up on the way from the elbows. Good. That's her spot. They find her there often, and she is not hesitant to put one up from there. 22-20. The lead. Now back the other way. Earlham might have got away with a travel, and now they get it down low. Shot's not going to score against Shelby Williams. As Abby Murphy will go to the line here once again for the 1-1. William picks up number three. That's how back to the free throw line. She just there a moment ago and tied it up with a pair. This time she'll have to earn the extra one again. It's the 1-1 here at the 19th foul. So the first one would cut it to a one-point game. It's up on the way and just rattles around and falls through. Hit about every part of the rim and then went home. So she'll get one more. This would tie it back at 22. 30.9 seconds left here to go in the half. And the shot up and good. Put through there by Murphy. Murphy knocks it down. Clark now throws it up ahead. Walhoof cross lane and is thrown away. Stolen right into the hands there of Johnson, who got back to steal it. Bombers turn it back over. Up the floor. Weber throws a long pass up the floor. Curling around. Shot blocked there underneath. An attempt by Murphy. Now Katie Clark will run the other way. She stops in transition and she's fouled. And they'll go to the line here to shoot two. That'll be the 10th team foul. That's whistled against Addie Herman in transition. Bombers might have got away with the foul underneath on that shot attempt by Murphy, but they called it a clean block. And now we're at the other way on the line here for a couple of shots for Katie Clark, and she makes the first. Katie Clark now with one more free throw coming. 23-22, Bombers lead here with 11 seconds to go in the half. Shot up, rattles out, no good on the second try. Rebound Johnson into the hands of Weber. 8 seconds to go. Weber, baseball pass up the floor. It's stolen by Walhoo. Walhoo will try to throw it out, and a foul going to be called here. Kristen Weber ran into her. We'll go back to the free throw line. That's number two on Weber. And Walhoo will get a chance here to shoot two with just 1.5 seconds showing on the clock here in the half. Bad decision by Weber again to launch that one up there into no man's land. Walhoo knocks down the first free throw, so she'll get one more. Or she is. She's going to get one more anyways, but she'll have a chance to make another one and extend the lead out. 2 points right now. Free throw up and good. She makes that one. Walhoof knocks them both down. Gets herself in the scorebook. Now a long try up the floor here by Earlham at the buzzer is no good. And the Bombers will take a 3-point lead here into the halftime break. 25-22. They lead it here at the half over the Earlham Cardinals. We'll take a break, come back and talk about it here at the halftime break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, give them a call. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating is your train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Stop by 134 4th Street in Fontenelle or give them a call at 877-838-8580. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice, Corning Family Dentistry, at 508 8th Street in Corning, July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give us a call at 641-322-3146. Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. The Sports Bar and Grill at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are their trademarks of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Vantiger, owner. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. Dedder Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans, stop by or call Dedder's today, 243-4514.
Welcome back now here to Adair Casey High School. We're at the halftime break here between Adair Casey and Earlham, and it's the Bombers with a 25-22 lead here at the halftime break, a 3-point lead here for Adair Casey as they're able to eke out towards a little bit of a lead here at the end of the half behind some free throws. It was Katie Clark making one and Robin Walhoof hitting a couple. She got fouled with just 1.5 seconds left to go in the first half.
And it was a lead then extended out to three. Earlham tried a long three-quarter court shot there at the buzzer, and that's where we sit here at the halftime break. It's been a hectic pace to this ball game. Both teams, as soon as they get a rebound, they're running the other direction. And you can tell that it's showing there on the turnover side as well. I've got Earlham down for 17 turnovers here in the first half. Adair Casey with 14 here so far in the ball game. And it's just been one of those types of games where both teams are having trouble hanging on to it at times, making some bad decisions, and then other times it looks great. It's just been kind of a back-and-forth game. There's been some good transition breaks by both teams, but at other times you've seen just some miscues, just throwing the ball away from time to time. So it's been an up-and-down, fast-paced game, and right now, Adair Casey just hanging on to that three-point lead. And foul trouble is going to become an issue here for both these teams as well. There's an awful lot there in that first half, and we'll kind of recap that for you here in just a moment as well. Once again, it's a 25-22 lead here for Adair Casey at the halftime break. We'll take another timeout here for you. Come back and get you some more look at the numbers. You'll listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in downtown Atlantic today. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today. And Tanner's Fashions, now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats. Tanner's Fashions in downtown Atlantic, where browsers are welcome, buyers adored.
And welcome back now here to Adair Casey High School at the halftime break. It's a 25-22 lead here for Adair Casey over Earlham. And we're looking here at the numbers a little bit closer here for you from the first half of play. I mentioned before the break, fouls may become an issue here for these two teams. And there's a host of players that are suffering out there with a couple of fouls. Now, that would include four. The Adair Casey Bombers, Zoe Dinkla has two. Also, Quinn Root has two. London Vice has two. And Shelby Williams with three. So some key players there with a lot of fouls to deal with there from the first half for the Bombers. Same goes for the Cardinals. Kristen Weber has two. Also, Morgan Johnson, their leading scorer, has two. Hannah Murphy with two. And Addie Herman with three here in the first half. So some players in foul trouble. We had quite a few there in the first half, and that was mainly due just to the fast-natured pace here at this contest so far. Numbers-wise for the scoring, it was 11 points from Abby Murphy there in the first half here for Earlham, as she led the way with most of that coming from the free throw line in the second quarter. She had 7 points from the free throw line in the second quarter. 7 points so far tonight for Morgan Johnson, and two apiece for Bree Arnberg and Hannah Murphy here for Earlham. For the Bombers, they're led right now by 11 points from London Vice, and 4 points chipped in by Shelby Williams. 3 points tonight for both Katie Clark and Quinn Ruth, and two apiece for Robin Walhu and Danny McCorkle here in the first half of play. And the Bombers were able to hit those free throws late there in the first half, as they are now 6 of 10 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. And also for Earlham, it was Murphy. She knocked down the 7 points from the free throw line, 7 out of 8 there in that second quarter. And overall, that they are just 8 of 11 from the free throw line here so far tonight. Excuse my quick math, they're on the run, but 8 of 11 there for the Cardinals. And we've got a good ball game on our hands here. Both teams are going to have to do some special things here down the stretch. You're going to have to get players to step up, knock down shots. I would be able to kind of slow maybe the tempo down just a hair. Right? I don't think either team would be too upset about that happening. Earlham, not a lot of size on their roster. You look up and down their roster, and they don't have that one girl they can really go to. And Adair Casey, not so much either, but they've got a little bit of an advantage with Quinn Ruth and London Vice and then Shelby Williams there underneath. And they're all taller than any player on the roster for for Earlham. Their biggest player is Abby Murphy, listed at 5'9". She's really had a tough go of it here so far. So they really like to get up and down the floor in transition because of that disadvantage. They like to be the quicker team, score in transition, and then they will take some of those outside shots as well. We haven't seen them take a lot of those yet. I think we may see that become a little maybe more of a strategy here in the second half as well. But Derek Casey and both teams, really, when you've gotten into the half-court set, have done a pretty good job defensively, but it's just been such a scramble mode here for both these teams. You really haven't seen a lot of exactly what they want to do when they get set because it just hasn't happened. They're getting up to a floor so quickly and getting a shot so quickly that you don't really get settled in to anything as far as an organized offense on that end of the floor. So we'll see if that changes. Like I said, I think both coaches would be happy if it slowed down just a hair, especially for Derek Casey. I think they would have more of the advantage just because they have that like height advantage down underneath to be able to do that a little bit here from time to time in this second half. But we'll see how it goes. It's, like I said, it's been up and down. You can look at positives and negatives for both teams here so far in the ballgame, and that's why we have a close one. 25-22 at Air Casey, the lead here over Earlham at the halftime break. Also, another score update for you. Trainer leading Audubon 34-23 at the halftime break of that one here tonight. Plenty of other high school basketball action going on in Class 1A and 2A here this evening as well. And we'll try to get some of those updated scores for you here throughout the night. It's kind of tough here to track all those down, but I do have some other games of interest for you as Gyra EHK is taking on Arweva tonight. That game being played over in Denison, so that's another area game of interest. Hipper Catholic taking on Panorama tonight at Ogden in a 2A action. Also, we mentioned that Audubon Trainer game. Nottoway Valley also playing at IKM Manning tonight, and Tri-Center is taking on Lawton Bronson in Mapleton here this evening as well, another game. About a minute to go here. We'll take a quick break and get you back to second half tip. Go some high school basketball on AJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown's Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by day or week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown's Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. Also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. The Fireside Lounge. Meet your friends at a great place for drinks. They offer a friendly atmosphere, large game room, 5 TVs, and open at 11 a.m. That's Fireside Lounge, located on West 7th Street in Atlantic. Property Connection Real Estate. In addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auctions. Property Connection Real Estate, it's the connection that makes the difference. They're located at 510 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker.
Welcome back here after the timeout, and we're ready to go with basketball here in the second half of play. Earlham starts with it. They put up a long shot on the left side quickly, missed there by Hannah Murphy. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by McCorkle, so Earlham gets the keep now underneath. They have Kristen Weber, Morgan Johnson, Bree Arnberg, Hannah Murphy, and Abby Murphy. They're starting five out there to start the second half. Inbound and right back to Weber. She missed the baseline jumper. Rebound, though, by Root. Up the floor, McCorkle right side. Tries to throw it down underneath and a little bit too strong on the pass. A little much juice on that one for London Vice, and it turns back over now here to Earlham. It's almost the same. It is the same starting five as well for Derek Casey to start the second half. Quickly up the floor now. Earlham tries to push it in transition. They got it down low to Morgan Johnson. She missed the shot. Now a foul after that as Johnson's going to get whistled for a foul trying to go for the rebound, and that's number three on Morgan Johnson, the 5'8 junior, picks up her third foul. Now a quick tap and a steal. Johnson got in there, or excuse me, Weber got a hand on it. Right back to Johnson. She'll put one up on the run, no good. Rebound tied up between Dinkla and Murphy. And it will be Editor Casey basketball on the arrow. That kind of game. We'll have a moment to catch your breath. They're going at it here, up and down the floor. Ball knocked away out of bounds on that far side, and we're going to have a reach-in foul. That's going to be Johnson. She reached in against Clark. Ill-advised, kind of one of those frustration things, I think, on the other end, and she picks up number four. So just like that, the leading scorer on the season for the Cardinals is going to have to sit. Morgan Johnson picks up her fourth foul. We've got 7:25 left to go still here in this third quarter. She leads the team, averaging 14 points per contest. But now she'll have to ride it out on the fine for a while. Pass now here, right side here for Dare Casey into the hands of McCorkle. She'll drive to the free throw line. Up the shot is ripped out of her hands and stolen by Murphy. Abby Murphy, the pass up ahead now here, Arnberg. And Arnberg lost the handle on it and traveled. The seesaw battle continues with hanging on to the possession. And now inbound here is going to be brought into Clark. Kitty Clark drives around, stops just inside the free throw line, just going to roll home. Quick shot there by Kitty Clark, and it's now a 5-point lead here, 27-22. Now Steele, Clark got in the passing lane. It's zapped around, Dinkler picks it up, puts the shot up, rattles all good. She picked it up, she was right under the basket, all she had to do was flip it up, and now a timeout going to be taken by the Cardinals. Full timeout, 6:44 left to go, third quarter, 29-22, Bombers lead. Take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Carly Drug in Avoca features a total home health care plan and Carlton greeting cards. Look for the Bright CD Family Daily Cash Special also. That's Carly Drug in Avoca. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service, located at 513 Market Street in Audubon. Safeguard Business Systems with computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by at 414 Walnut in Atlantic.
Back here after the timeout, Earlham tried to push the tempo. They'll go right side with it, lost the handle on it. It was stolen momentarily by Weiss, but she stepped on the baseline to give it right back here to Earlham. They were trying to push it with Reagan Morris. And now Earlham will inbound from underneath. Try to set things up, Arnberg. They reach you zone look right now here for the Bombers. They set up here on the outside. Dinkler will play the top-out point on defense. Hannah Murphy now with it, back into the hands of Weber. Kristen Weber going right side on the dribble. Stops and fires it down low, into the hands there of Murphy. Trying to force up a shot, missed it. And now a shot up, and this time a foul call. Reagan Morris got it partially blocked with some hand on the arm as well, as Zoe Dinkler will pick up her third. And now we'll go to the line here for two shots for Reagan Morris. First free throw is good. First point of the second half here for the Cardinals. Comes at the 6:13 mark here in the third quarter. Dinkler going to check out. We have Ferguson back in there here for Dare Casey. And Ferguson back in, and the second free throw is now good here by Reagan Morris. Morris knocks it down. 29-24, the lead here for the Bombers. Pass across, it's tipped and stolen. Good job by Weber to get up there and get a hand on it. Now they lose possession, but picked up off the floor by Murphy to save the ball now for the Cardinals. Weber now throws it right side back to Murphy. She'll try the quick three. That's good. Hannah Murphy, the senior, hits the triple, our first three of the contest for the Cardinals. And now Derek Casey is going to have a foul here on the floor. On a contact of the floor as Clark tried to run through the defense. And we're going to have a foul on the floor before that by Hannah Murphy. She'll pick up her third. 13th foul of the half now here against the Cardinals. McCorkle will inbound. It's a two-point game, 29-27. Hit it to Ferguson. She got behind the defense. Then she threw it away. Nice job by Murphy to front there against Weiss and tap it up and steal it. Up the floor they go. Now Murphy has it poked away out of her hands for a moment. Hands it off now back into the hands of Arnberg. Arnberg stops outside. Dumps it over now to Weber. Weber, back over to Arnberg. Arnberg, a dribble inside. Stops, runs one up, no good. It's tapped out. It was last touched by the Bombers. They got a piece of it. Weber will now inbound underneath here. Substitution, Addie Herman checks in. Hannah Murphy going to check out. Weber now will set the key it in. She fires it over to the corner here to Murphy. Murphy goes baseline. A lot of traffic, and Ruth got into her with the body, and she's going to pick up her third foul. So Quinn Root picks up number three, and now Abby Murphy is going to go to the free throw line here for a pair. Murphy is getting set up down here for the free throw. It's up and good. Murphy knocks down the free throw. Shelby Williams going to check in as Quinn Ruth going to check out. Williams is in there. She's got three fouls as well. Murphy now with the second free throw. It's up and off the back iron. No good. Rebound pulled down and fought for. Weiss got tied up underneath that time with Morris. And Earlham's going to get the arrow here on the possession arrow. So now inbound pass will be locked up here to Murphy. Murphy skips it all the way across to Weber. Don't fake now. Picks it up. Throws it back across. Murphy open underneath and the layup good. Good look that time. Murphy just snuck in the backside of the defense. Nobody found her. 29-30. It's a one-point lead now here for Earlham. They've retaken the lead here on a little bit of a run. And now Clark is going to get fouled working up the floor here, reaching by Bree Arnberg. She picks up her second. 14 foul now here against Earlham in the half. So quietly, Earlham has regained the lead of this basketball game. Now a long three-point attempt by Ferguson off the inbound is no good. Rebound pulled down here by the Cardinals, and they'll get it in the hands of Arnberg. Arnberg up the floor, runs it. Murphy, baseline. Stops, curls around Clark, shot up and good. Quick move by Abby Murphy, and it's now a 32-29 three-point lead for the Cardinals. Clark will push it up the floor now, right side. Outside to Ferguson. Ferguson back here to Clark. She runs it out, no good, up with the shot, and it's going to be a turnover back here. One off the rim and out of bounds. Somebody touched it. Earlham will get it. With a three-point lead at half for Derek Casey. They scored the first couple of buckets here in the second half to extend a lead out. And now Earlham has rallied. They've got a three-point lead, 32-29. And now they'll take a shot on the other end. It's Murphy falling down as she shoots it up. No good. Clark got tied up there. I'm going to have a foul call here. It's going to be whistled against Reagan Morris. That'll be her second. And now the 15th foul here against Earlham. They'll put on the full court press again here on the inbound. Clark kicks the inbound in the middle to Williams. Williams, back now here to McCorkle. She'll cross over. Goes in the lane. Kicks it back Williams. Free throw line jumper. Rattles off, no good. Rebound into the hands that time of Addy Herman. She got there just a hair before Ferguson, and Ferguson bumped her, and she's going to pick up her first foul. Emma Ferguson gets whistled for it. Three team fouls now here against Adair Casey. 30-second timeout taken now here by the Bombers as well. Coach Corey Barks wants to chalk things over here as Earlham has rallied. Now a 32-29 lead here for the Cardinals. We head down the stretch in this one. 4:04 left to go third quarter. Also a quick reminder to you as well, Jim Field has coverage of the state wrestling championships for you the rest of the night. Right after we get done with our ball game, about 8:30 here tonight, he'll have another update for you. Then we'll have updates at 9:30 and 10:30 as the late session gets done there tonight as well. Originally, we'd had to have that update scheduled for halftime of our ball game, but no action was going on at the wrestling tournament at that time, so we went ahead and bumped that back for you.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Cullen and Associates, visit with Tammy Cullen for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements and annuities along with farm, home, and auto insurance.
Cullen
and Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlanta.
There, Casey up the floor. And they'll throw it down now underneath here. Williams, back outside it goes. Into the hands here of Ferguson. Ferguson. Right wing with it, hanging on to it, dumps it down low, and it's tipped and stolen. Murphy got a hand on it, Weber came up with it, Ferguson got back in there to tie it up, though, and gets it back here for the Bombers. So it almost was a turnover there. But here, Casey able to save possession here. McCorkle will inbound here from underneath. McCorkle into Williams. Williams back up top now goes to Quinn Ruth, who checked back in there. Now into the hands of Clark. Clark out front, guarded closely. We'll lob it over to Weiss. Weiss down low to Ruth. Quick turnaround shot, short. Rebound. Nice job boxing out that time by Reagan Morris. Earlham runs. They get it up right side in the hands of Hannah Murphy. She has her shot blocked. Rebound taken away here by Katie Clark. And now she'll push the tempo on the right side of the court. She's going to run right over Weber. And we're going to have Weber calls for the block because she didn't get there soon enough. So now the inbound here will come from the near sideline into the hands here of Clark. Clark out top with the basketball. Working out front here. Kicks it over right side, McCorkle. Now inside the lane it goes Williams. Turnaround jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Vice. She goes back, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. Didn't see who it was there on that far side. Might be Murphy. No, it's going to be whistled against Addie Herman. That'll be a number four on her. And now London Vice will go to the free throw line here. Four of pair. Bombers down five now, and that's going to be off the back iron, no good. And now it's Vice at the free throw line trying to end this drought here. Bombers haven't scored for an awful long time. Now that the free throw is up and good there by Vice. They hit the first two buckets of the half and haven't scored until that free throw there from Vice. Now it's just going to steal. McCorkle got in there, stole it away from Weber, and then they say she carried it as right as she got possession of it, and she was off to the races. It was going to be an easy layup, but ball got up on her, and she turns it right back over. That's a tough one. Now in the middle, it's thrown away, though. They threw it in the middle. It's over the head of Murphy. Taken away by Vice. She'll dribble away in the lane. She lost the handle on it. It's stolen away by Murphy. Trading turnovers again, and now Weber will bring it up the left side. Kristen Weber stops. She'll fire up the three. She was left alone, and she hits it. Kristen Weber sinks the triple, 37-30. Earlham the lead, and now a foul to be called here against Reagan Morris as she hip-checked Clark as she tried to go by there on the defense. So Earlham really trying to trap there as to get to the half court, or at least get in front of the ball handler. And Clark's just been forcing the issue up the floor, and she's been getting the calls every time because they're not there to set. Not sure why they keep going to that, but let's see if they keep that kind of pressure up. Clark's going to step up to the free throw line. It's in and out, no good on the front end of the 1-1. It's 18 fouls here against Earlham. So now we'll go back the other direction. Up the floor, Weber has it. Leading by seven, Arnold in the corner. Three-point attempt is blocked. It was blocked there by Shelby Williams. Reagan Morris tried to put it up, and now it's thrown away. Up ahead in front of Clark, now right side. Into the hands here of Murphy. She'll put up the jumper right around Williams and get the third go home. Abby Murphy there with a nice move to step around and get the shot. 39-30. Up the floor, a steal by Weber from behind. McCorkle wasn't paying attention. Nobody yelled for it. Weber steals it. Now they'll step out for a three off the back iron. No good for Arnberg. Rebound pulled down by Ruth. Bombers have it back, and now a timeout going to be taken here by Adair Casey. Corey Barks wants to talk it over. 1:21 left to go, third quarter, 39-30. Earlham with the lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wings America Travel Center. Your full-service stop, whether it's fuel for your vehicle or yourself, they have it. If you're hungry for Mexican, Taco John's has it. Grab a great sandwich and shake at the Made Right or visit the American Pie Cafe, their 24-hour full-menu restaurant. Wings America Travel Center, located at I-80 and Highway 59, Exit 40 in Avoca. Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Owner Corey Knutson provides quality work in all areas of automotive repair. Give Corey a call today, 243-1392, Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops. Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you're buying great from someone you know. 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south, give them a call, 778-4557.
Welcome back now here to Adair Casey High School. Off of the timeout here, the Bombers almost turn it over. Just hanging on to her pivot foot was McCorkle as she got across the timeline. Now they go over left side. Ferguson has it. 1:07 left to go in the half or in the third quarter, and it's 39 to 30. The Earlham Cardinals have reached out to a lead here, and the Bombers trying to rally back. Out to Ferguson, down low. Vice. She backs her way down low. Foul going to be called on the floor before the shot, as it was Abby Murphy picking up the foul there against Vice. as she tried to get in underneath there. And that's the first against Murphy. As active as she's been down underneath, it's hard to believe she just picked up her first foul. But she just picked up that one, and now Weiss will go to the line for the 1-1. So instead of getting the two shots, she gets the 1-1. She takes advantage, though, and she knocks down the first free throw. One more coming now from London Weiss. This would try to stem the tide a little bit, and it does. Weiss is able to hit the two free throws, and now it's 39-32. Up the floor, half down in front of the Cardinals, but they're able to track it down. Arnberg got it. Murphy back outside. Three-pointer on the way, in and out, no good by Weber. And Ruth pulls down the rebound. Ruth off to McCorkle. 38 seconds left here in the quarter. McCorkle has it out top. 34 seconds to go. Pass over left side to Tinkla. Tinkla back up top McCorkle. She'll drive right side. Tapped away from her, stolen, and a traveling violation. Good job by Weber to reach in and poke it away. It came to Abby Murphy, but then she was on her knees sliding as she picked it up, so it turns it right back over. Clark going to check back in. McCorkle's going to check out right now. Dinkler will inbound underneath here. 26 seconds left to go in the quarter. 7-point lead here for Earlham, 39-32. Into the corner, Weiss. She'll try a triple. No good. Rebound pulled down by Weber underneath, and now she's trapped. She needs some help. She throws it away off the bottom of the backboard. I'm going to say it touched part of the support as well, so it'll be turned over. She threw it too hard there underneath, and it turns it over now here back to Adair Casey. But Dinkler will inbound, up high to Ruth, and now a foul as they try to get in the steal away from her. And I don't know if it's Weber that'll pick it up. It is going to be Weber that picks it up. That'll be her third. And now Quinn Ruth for two shots here. That's the 10th team foul now here against Earlham. Shot up and rolls around and falls through there for Quinn Ruth. Ruth with one more coming. Up and off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Katie Clark, though, and they'll get to reset with another chance here. 10 seconds to go. Now off to Ruth. She'll fight her way inside. Kick out. Ferguson open for three. It's good. Oh, Ferguson, the triple. Inbound, and that's going to do it for the quarter. Bombers, a couple of big buckets for Raleigh, back within three. 39-36, they're on the lead after the third quarter. We'll take a break. I'm back with this exciting fourth quarter for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hennings and Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, lunch and meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. That's Hennings and Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Tech Trucking and Excavation. They have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites and your general farm needs. If you need rock and dirt, they can bring it to you. Give owner David Peck a call at 789-0707 or 767-2617. Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home, providing a wide range of services including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care.
Back here after the timeout here, start the fourth quarter of play. Earlham with the basketball, and they're in the corner. Murphy is trapped in the corner, and we're going to have a foul call here. It was Ferguson and Weiss there on the trap, and one of them is going to pick up the foul, and that's going to be Ferguson. She'll pick up her third, and now we'll inbound underneath here for the Cardinals. Inbound will come now here from Hannah Murphy. Hannah Murphy lobs it inside. Now Abby Murphy, she kicks it back up top. It goes into the hands of Addie Herman. Herman now over to Arnberg. Arnberg drives in, a pass off, and a miss by Morris is blocked away from her. Clark up the floor. Trailer coming behind. Clark puts one up, and they're going to call an offensive foul against Katie Clark, and it'll go the other way. That was one of those close calls. It could have gone really either way on that one. But Clark was a little bit out of control, kind of stumbling down the lane. And she flipped up the ball before the contact came, and they call the offensive foul. Now a steal. Clark gets in there and steals it away from Earlham as they inbound. Clark up the other way, stopped in traffic, had it knocked away and lost it. So right back to him. 7:25 left to go here. Up the floor, into the hands now of Abby Murphy. Outside, three-point attempt on the way. Off the back iron, no good. Missed there by Bree Arnberg. Rebound here to the Bombers. Vice gets it off to Clark. Three-point game. Bombers trail three, and they have the ball. Ferguson on the outside, now off to Ruth. Over to Dinklage. She's open for a baseline, Jay. No good. Rebound pulled down underneath, and it's going to be a foul coming from the backside here against Earlham. That's going to be against Bree Arnberg, and that'll be number three on Arnberg. And we'll go to the line now here to shoot two shots for London Vice. Vice past the free throw line now here. And that's up and good. I do need to correct myself on the one player here. Weber has four fouls. I missed one of hers. She has four fouls. So she's out there playing with four. And Vice up with the second free throw and good. She makes them both. And it's now a one-point game, 39-38. Earlham the lead, and now they're going to throw it away. Threw it away far side. That pass by Abby Murphy, and it goes right back to Adair Casey. So they'll have the ball back with a chance to regain the lead. Now we're looking at a one-point game here, 38-39. Bombers have it. Throw it now underneath. Tapped away and stolen. Stolen there by Abby Murphy, and now is knocked away off the pass. I'm going to say it's still with Earlham. Fans think that it should have been their Casey ball, but they're going to say it was Earlham. Fisher was right there on the other side. I couldn't get a good look at that one. Inbound will come up underneath here. Reagan Morris now will throw it up ahead, and they're going to have it tapped out of bounds. This time, Earlham touches it last, so it'll be back here to Adair Casey. I guess it didn't matter. Turn it right back over here anyway. Inbound pass now here. Clark has it. She'll dribble here to the left side. Into the hands of Dinkla. Dinkla outside with it. Jumbles it back to the top. Fires it across to Ferguson. Ferguson back around now. They get it in the hands of Ruth. Dinkla jumper up and good. Winner Ruth with the bucket. And now it's a 40-39 game. 6:16 left to go. Pass across here in transition. Almost a good look there to Abby Murphy, but they're able to regain it. A little bit out of control on the pass. They're able to reset, though. Outside with the basketball, Herman. They kick it across now. Tapped away. Clark tries to run it down, but she can't get there in time. And it's going to be Earlham basketball still. Clark almost got the tip in the field. Substitution, Morgan Johnson, who's been sitting most of the second half. She picked up two very early fouls in the early portion of this second half to make it 4-4, but she's been sitting for a long time. She's back in there with 5:55 left to go in the ballgame. Right, baseline dribble down underneath now to Johnson. She'll turn, flip one up, no good over Ruth. Rebound pulled down by Clark. Clark's going to run here right side with it. Clark now back up, stop to Ruth, back to Clark. In the corner they go to Dinkla. Inside, Ruth steps up for the jumper, off the mark. Rebound pulled down underneath there by the Cardinals. And now dribbling out of pressure is Herman. Herman throws it away, though, into the hands of Dinkla. Dinkla will stop and fire one off the glass, no good. Now Johnson the rebound. She'll pick up her dribble and throw it up ahead now here to Murphy. Hannah Murphy off now to Abby Murphy. She'll step back, jumper on the way. Too strong. Rebound bounces around into the hands of Anna Murphy, and she gets fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. Anna Murphy will go to the line here. The foul going to be whistled against Zoe Dinkler. That'll be number four on Dinkler. Up at the free throw line here. First one off the back of the iron. Goes up high and comes back down and in now here for Anna Murphy. Robin Walhoo. McCorkle going to check back in now here for Derek Casey. Also, Kristen Weber comes back in after a brief break here for Earlham. Up the floor now. The second free throw is no good. Rebound fought for, and there's going to be a traveling violation. Vice got tied up underneath with Abby Murphy. They both came down to the floor. Vice, they had possession, and they're going to call a travel against her because she fell down. So that'll turn it back over now here. Crowd getting fired up here down the stretch. It's a great crowd here tonight at Derek Casey High School. Now a move by Morgan Johnson. They're going to say she walked with it first, and it'll turn it back over now here to Adair Casey. She tried a big step to get herself open. It couldn't do it. Inbound to Ferguson, and she double dribbled. That'll turn her right back to Earlham. We're tied at 40. 5:08 left to go in the contest. Chance to go to the regional final on Monday night on the line. Out top is Kristen Weber. Weber with the basketball out front. She'll dribble right side. Into the corner it goes. Into the hands of Abby Murphy. Back outside. Down low, Johnson. Back to Abby Murphy. Drives baseline. Around. Shot blocked by Vice. Back out the kick out. Weber. Long shot. No good. Rebound fought for. Vice takes it away. Throws it up ahead to McCorkle, but it's stolen away as she lofts it into the hands of Weber. Weber now dribbles out of traffic. Up the floor. Lobs it to Johnson. Baseline. Turnaround shot. No good, but a foul call. And she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Now going to be whistled underneath against Quinn Ruth. That'll be her fourth. And we'll go to the line now here for two shots for Morgan Johnson. Johnson puts the first one up and good. It's a one-point lead right now for the Cardinals. Ruth's going to check out here for a moment. Shelby Williams comes back in. McCorkle comes back in as well as Dinklo will check out. Second free throw now for Johnson is up. Dances around and falls through. She gets them both and takes a two-point lead here for Earlham. 42-40. They put on the pressure. Inbound McCorkle. Back to Clark. 4:33 left to go in the game. Pass to McCorkle. She'll break pressure. Goes right side. Hands it off to Vice. Vice back up top now here to Clark. Clark dribbles right side. Kick out. McCorkle. She'll take a jumper. Partially blocked. Rebound underneath. Taken by Abby Murphy. Murphy now loses the handle on it, gets the pass off, and it's in and out of the hands of Hannah Murphy, and it'll turn over back to the Bombers. A hot potato out there tonight. 42-40. Two-point game. Bomber basketball. They trail by two. 4:08 left to go. Ferguson will try a three. It's good. That's the same spot. She hits the one towards the end of the third quarter to get him back within three, and now it's a one-point lead for Adair Casey. 43-42. 3:56 left to go in the ballgame. Weber outside, passes it right side. Now a dump down low. Johnson working against Williams. Will have to kick it back out into the hands of Weber. Shovels it off. And Herman on the way of the jumper. Good. Just inside the arc. Addie Herman knocks down the tough bucket. And it's 44-43. One-point lead for Earlham. Now a pass in transition. McCorkle gets out in front of traffic. She'll go all the way to the rack. Pull it up. Missed it. She didn't control herself before she put the shot back up, and now a foul going to be called here on the floor against the Cardinals, as it'll be Abby Murphy picking up the foul. She'll pick up her second, and we'll go back to the line here for the double bonus for London Bias. Remember, it's the double bonus, and it has been for a long time here for the Bombers. And in and out, no good on the first free throw. London Bias at the line here. Has one more coming, and it's an important one. It will tie the game at 44, and she does. Vice ties up the ball game here. It's 44 apiece. 3:27 left to go here in the game. Pass right side. Now down low. They kick it across. Open. Jumper on the way by Herb. No good. Rebound, Williams. Williams gets the board for the Bombers, and they come back the other way. 3:16 to go. Tied at 44. Turnaround shot down low by Vice's miss. Rebound pulled down there by Weber off the floor. Now she'll bring it across the timeline, slow it down. Passes it over to Johnson, baseline. Knocked out of her hands by Vice. It'll be, it's a last touch by Johnson. It'll be Adair Casey basketball. So Earlham turns it back over. Nice quick hand there by Vice. Inbound to Clark. A lot of contact on her. No call there. Now the rebound or the throw up ahead here to Williams. Skip across to Walhoo. Walhoo has it out on the arc. Skip across to Clark. Now to Williams inside. She'll turn, fire it up, off the mark. Rebound fought for. Vice comes up with it. Turns around and forces one up, no good. Rebound comes out long. Walhoof has it. And the kick out back to McCorkle. Down back low to Vice. She thrills around the defense and gets it to go around Johnson. Now timeout taken here by the Earlham bench. First timeout. They want to talk things over. Bombers lead it by two, 46-44 with 2:33 left to go. We'll take a break to listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call at 781-2374 for free estimates on siding, replacement windows and doors, trim and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs. Visit with them for all of your insurance needs. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for over 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus all of your petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, and Al at Bridgewater Oil today.
Welcome back now here to Adair Casey High School after the timeout taken by Earl. They'll inbound against full court pressure into the hands now here of Herman. Addie Herman, the dribble goes right side around the defense. 2:28 left in the ball game. It's a 46-44 lead here for Adair Casey. There's been a back-and-forth seesaw battle here. Crossed over by Weber. She goes left side with it. Looking inside, kicks it back up top now. It's lobbed down by Hannah Murphy. Down low to Abby Murphy. Back outside. Weber will try the three. Just off the mark. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Price. As Earlham will get a key possession here. Up off the bench, Emma Ferguson back in. Robin Walhoof will check out now here for the Bombers. Ferguson hit a couple of key three-pointers late in this ball game. Inbound in the middle of the Johnson. She curls around and gets the easy layup off the glass. Good inbound play there to Morgan Johnson, and it's tied back at 46. 2 minutes left to go. Into the hands of McCorkle. McCorkle will slide into the lane. It's up and down to the vice. Baseline jumper. Good. Just got it to roll home. 48-46. We're trading buckets now. Up the floor now. Into the hands of Hannah Murphy. Tip across. Into the hands of Herman. Back up top Weber. Down inside to Johnson. In traffic. Forces it up. Missed it. Rebound, though, comes out here to Hannah Murphy. She's blocked by Williams and stolen away. She threw it away, though, back into the hands of Weber. And now a reaching foul against London Vice call. Whew. Back and forth we go again. And now Weber will go to the line here. That's the third foul. Or excuse me, that's actually it was whistled, yeah, against Vice. So it'll be the third foul against Vice. And now at the line here for the 1-1 is Weber. That's a 19th foul. She missed the front end. The rebound, though, to Johnson. Johnson gets the chance. She curls around, throws one up, and she's falling down. Missed it. Murphy and Clark get tied up, and the arrow belongs to the Bombers. So can't take advantage there at the line that time with Kristen Weber. And now the inbound here. Bombers, they throw it away. It's going away right into the hands of Hannah Murphy. Back outside Weber. She'll throw it down low underneath. Murphy's open and fouled by Williams. She'll have a chance at a three-point play. Abby Murphy got free down underneath after the confusion. They lost her on the backside again. She gets the layup, and Williams was too late on the defensive pressure, and she'll pick up her fourth. Chance at a three-point play. Williams going to check out. Quinn Root back in there. 1:20 left to go in the ballgame, and Abby Murphy will have a chance to take a one-point lead here for Earlham as it's tied at 48. Free throw up on the way. It's good. She makes it. Completes the three-point play. 49-48 Earlham. 1:18 to go. Inbound. Bombers run it left side. McCorkle stumbles for a moment. Regains control. Now passes it off to Ruth. Pass over to Ferguson. She'll try another three. That's off the mark. Well off the mark. They try to save it underneath, and Ruth couldn't do it. Vice almost was able to come up with it, but it turns back here to Earlham. They'll have to put the pressure on again. 1:05 left to go in the ballgame. Up ahead, they get it in the hands of Abby Murphy. She'll run it out all the way to the rack, and it's going to be an offensive foul call against Abby Murphy. And she just sucked it and went against Vice. Vice actually had her back turned to her, but she came in so strong on the dribble that they call the offensive foul against Abby Murphy, and now a timeout taken here by the Adair Casey Bombers. We're just going to keep it right here, as he wanted to call a 30-second timeout. All they have left was a full, but that should be all. That no more no more timeouts taken now here by Derek Casey. They ran out. There's two left here for Earl, and they have a 30 and a full. They're down to 59.9 seconds, so almost an even minute left on the clock here in this one. It's a 49-48 lead here for Earlham here at Adair Casey High School over the Bombers. And after the break, it'll be the Bombers inbounding here against some full court pressure. So they have possession, down one. A trip to play in Truro in the regional final on the line coming up on Monday night. Inbound pass will come now here into the McCorkle. McCorkle will dribble against pressure, turns against Weber, now crosses over, hits across the timeline. Passes it off to Clark. Clark will drive right side all the way in. Force up a shot. They're going to call a foul. Late whistle to the foul call against Abby Murphy. Murphy will pick up number four. All of those four coming here in the second half. And now Katie Clark with two free throws here with her team trailing by one. First free throw up on the way. No good off the front of the rim. She's got one more to try to tie it up. It's a 49-48 lead for Earlham. 49.6 seconds showing on the clock right now. Clark now here with the free throw try. It's up. Rattles off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound underneath there by Abby Murphy. She'll throw it up ahead out in traffic. Hannah Murphy on the run. They get a transition bucket on the other end as they got it out to Herman on the run. She gets it and it's now a three-point lead. 51-48 up to four. McCorkle throws it away inside the lane. It's stolen by Herman. Herman now off to Weber. They got a foul. They get it over far side. Earlham able to play keep away for a moment. And now Clark with the foul against Herman. And we'll go to the line to shoot a couple of shots here with 27.5 seconds left in the ballgame. It's a three-point lead right now here for Earlham. Breaks did not go the way of Derek Casey there in that sequence. And Addie Herman now will get a chance here at the free throw line to try to extend the three-point lead. First one on the way, and it's good. Herman steps up. She's got 6-7 points now here in all the second half. Kind of came out of nowhere to score some points here for the Cardinals. Now in off the bench here, it's a minute to Shania Powell here for Derek Casey. Second free throw going to be up on the way here. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Ruth. They got a push. 26 seconds left to go. Ruth will baseball pass up to Clark. She'll try the three. That's off the iron, no good. Rebound, no, not able to save it in the corner. Ferguson trying to track it down. 18 seconds to go. 52-48, Earlham with the lead here. And they have the basketball in the corner against the pressure. Inbound to Weber. Weber will throw it in the middle here to Johnson. Now they get it up ahead. Nobody's in there to get it to Murphy. Now they throw it down low to Herman. Right back to Murphy. Outside, quick jumper up and good there by Hannah Murphy. And that's going to do it. Inbound pass. Bombers will push it up the floor. Powell has it over to Clark. Clark will put up a three at the buzzer. It's no good. And the Derek Casey Bombers ball here at home in a wild ball game tonight against Earlham. 54-48, your final score. The Cardinals win this one. Fans got their money's worth here this evening, and it was a fun one to watch. We'll take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and Preosote posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company providing wide-area calling to Anita, Messina, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Voicemail, 800 toll calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Vicki and Eric today at 712-774-2221. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004.
Welcome back here to Adair Casey High School as we wrap up what was a heartbreaker here tonight for the Adair Casey Bombers here on their home floor as they fall tonight here to the Earlham Cardinals by a final score of 54-48 as the Cardinals able to make some buckets down the stretch. Got a couple of key plays late. It was just a tight back-and-forth ball game and some big shots there down the stretch. Yeah, it was Addie Herman stepping up to hit some tough shots for him late. Abby Murphy had a great ball game here for the Earlham Cardinals playing down low, and they're able to make a couple of free throws down the stretch to help out the cause as well, and then the late sealer by Hannah Murphy to wrap up the ball game here tonight. But a fun one back and forth here, and as I mentioned, both teams really got up and down the floor. Both teams really struggled hanging on to the ball for quite a bit of this ball game as well, and it's just tough for any team to get into any kind of rhythm, but boy, they got up and down the floor, and it was fun to watch. I guess it was a tough one here for the Bombers to swallow and take, just their second loss on the season, and of course, it ends their season here tonight as Earlham will move on now here into the regional final coming up on Monday night. That game being played over at Truro, the I-35 school there coming up on Monday. I'm going to take one more quick break and come back to wrap up and get you the final numbers here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The insurance store with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell. Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, Tammy, or Bob at the insurance store today. And good luck, athletes, in all of your sporting events. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. Give them a call today at 243-1833. And by Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawns. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
And welcome back now here to Adair Casey High School as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight as the Bombers fall in this one by a score of 54-48 here tonight to the Earlham Cardinals. Final numbers here for you. Earlham was led tonight by Abby Murphy with 21 points, 11 points tonight, chipped in by Morgan Johnson, their leading scorer. She had to sit most of the second half, though, in foul trouble. 8 points tonight for Hannah Murphy, 7 points chipped in as well by Addie Herman, and 2 points chipped in by Reagan Morrison, 3 for Kristen Weber. For the Adair Casey Bombers in the losing effort, London Vice with 21 points here tonight. Also 6 apiece here this evening for Emma Ferguson and Quinn Ruth. 4 points chipped in here this evening by Shelby Williams. 5 as well here tonight for Katie Clark. And also had 2 apiece chipped in by Zoe Dinkla, as well as Robin Walhoove here this evening. And also Danny McCorkle had 2 here tonight as well. Shelby Williams with 4. The Bombers, one thing that kind of struck them a little bit too as well as the free throws. 13 of 23 here tonight from the free throw line, and Earlham was a little bit better, 16 of 22 from the stripe for them, as they were able to hit some key ones down the stretch there to help seal the victory, as a couple of times late Abby Murphy was able to sneak away and get open underneath the basket, and she got the late bucket and the foul call against Williams. It was one of those real key turning points here late in the game, and then they're able to hit some more shots to seal it up. As I mentioned, both teams really struggled hanging on to the ball here tonight. 32 turnovers tonight for Earlham, 30 here this evening for Adair Casey. So neither team can really look at that category and feel real good about it. But the Cardinals, I guess to them, you got to move on. Nothing else matters as they win this one here tonight. So heartbreaker here for the Adair Casey Bombers as they don't get to move on here in this season. A lot of seniors out there that really have worked hard. They had a terrific season, only lost one of the game here this year to Tri-Center, but they come up short here tonight and don't make it to the regional final. And now Earlham will move on to have a chance to play to go to the state tournament. And they'll play Truro, as I mentioned, on Monday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock ball game. They'll be playing the winner of the Twin Cedars Moravia game that's going on tonight at Albia. Our next high school basketball will come your way on Monday night, as we will have basketball for you coming up on Monday. Between the Atlantic Trojans, they open up the postseason. They've had a terrific year as well in the regular season, and they will now move on to play in the postseason. Their first-round game against EDM coming up at Atlantic High School on Monday night. 7 o'clock tip-off will be on there just before that to get you going with that one coming up on Monday as well here on KJA. And also, just to let you know here, quick late, Trainer is up by 5 in overtime against Audubon. Audubon and Trainer went to overtime, tied at 49, and Trainer leads that one by 5 with 18 seconds left to go, and they're at the line. So it looks like Trainer going to be able to pull out the overtime victory tonight over Audubon there in 2A regional semifinal play as well. Let's look at those scores here for you tonight. Once again, we'll have wrestling coverage on the way here for you right after I finish up. Jim Field will be checking in here to get you another update from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Wrestling. We'll have updates here right after this, and then also at 9:30 and 10:30 here tonight as we wrap up day number 2 from the individual state wrestling championships. And we'll have coverage, of course, for you tomorrow as well, as we'll have updates throughout the morning, and then we'll also bring you updates in the evening starting at 6 o'clock. Jim Field will be joined by Justin Williams to get you all the broadcast of the championship matchups coming up tomorrow night at Wells Fargo Arena. Good game here tonight, so the Bombers come up short. 0-54 at Air Casey 48. Going to wrap it up here this evening. I'm Chris Parks for John Barron's back in the studios, and good night from Adair Casey High School.